in May, we're having the return of Cirque du Soleil with one of their all-time most popular shows, Corteo. And joining me on the phone is Mark Schaub, the artistic director of Cirque du Soleil Corteo. Welcome, Mark.
Oh, thank you. It's very nice to be here.
Now, Corteo originally opened in Montreal in 2005 and within a month broke all attendance records for your premier theater. And it toured for about 10 years, and now it's being brought back, and you're at the helm, and this time you're adding a twist. You're making it so it would perform in arena settings.
Yes, that's correct. For the first 10 years of Corteo's life, we toured with our own Big Top. And the difference is that with the Big Top show, we're touring with our own stage, with our own lighting equipment, with everything that we need to put on a show. In fact, we're touring with our own theater, our own kitchen, everything like that. When we convert a show to an arena setting, what we're doing is adapting the show so that we can go into an arena and set up our stage and perform there, set it up quickly in under a day and take it down in just a few hours and be ready to move on to the next city.
Give us a little background on the show, storyline, and what is it that drew you to lead the project?
Well, I was with Corteo back in 2005 when it opened. I wasn't with it for the entire 10 years, but I did come back to it for its last year of Big Top touring and then stayed with it to go into the conversion to the arena. Corteo is a story that's set in, well, we don't like to give it a specific time, but it feels somewhere in the last century. It follows the story, the life, the celebration of the life of a clown from the circus. And in the beginning, he's watching his own funeral procession. And we're not sure if he's watching his own funeral or if he's just dreaming this. But as the show unfolds, what it really is it touches on and celebrates his life in the circus. And we meet all the characters that he worked with, that he shared his life with. And it's really a celebration of those people. And at the same time, it's telling, in a way, an acrobatic story about life in the circus.
Now, when you first started with Corteo, what role did you play? What was your job with the show?
I was the artistic director. So at Cirque du Soleil, an artistic director is the person who looks after the show once it's been created. The artistic director travels with the show. We don't really create the show initially, but we look after the show's evolution. We try to respect what we did originally in the show, what were the original intentions, and let those original concepts and intentions grow and develop with time. Because, as you're aware, our shows can tour for 10 years or more, and the last thing that we want to do is have a static show that was created in 2005, and it never, ever changes, never evolves, because that's, quite frankly, not humanly possible, and it's not terribly interesting either. So our shows evolve with time because people come, people go. We look at who's coming in, we look at their characters, what they're bringing to the show, and we incorporate that into what we do. So in that sense, there's a natural evolution to our shows, and the artistic director's job is to oversee that and make sure we're staying within the original concepts, and that Corteo is still Corteo, no matter how much it's evolved over the years. It's still a show that has a very strong character and a strong imprint. And my job is to look after that imprint and let it develop.
Now, the show itself has quite an extensive cast. There's over 50 people involved. What are some of the performance types we're going to see involved in Corteo?
Well, we have a range of characters in the show, but we also have a range of acrobatic acts. So we have everything from what we call a teeterboard act, which is much like a teeterboard, except instead of sitting on it and riding peacefully up and down in a playground, they're doing quite, fantastic leaps with flips, with twists. They're landing back on the same 12-inch by 12-inch square of teeterboard, and they're pushing each other off into that. We have an act called the Russian Cradle, which is where we have porters that are throwing flyers through the air to another porter, and in between in the air, they're doing all types of acrobatic figures. We have an aerial act, which is done on chandeliers. So instead of an aerial hoop or a trapeze, they're actually dancing and doing their aerial choreography inside of giant chandeliers. We have a gentleman on a ladder. We have jugglers. So there's quite a variety of traditional and not so traditional circus acts in the show.
So what is it about this particular show that has you coming back as artistic director for the remount?
You know, from the first moment that I started working with Corteo, it just grabbed me. I think there's a lot of humanity in this show, and it expresses itself in many ways. Certainly the characters are characters that you think you could meet in your real life, even though one of them might be a giant and some are little people and one is a whistler. The whistler's like nothing you've ever heard in your life. There's a real humanity to the show. And one of the ways that we allow that humanity to reach out and grab the audience is the costumes and the makeup. We're not disguised as some type of strange creatures. It's really you see the performers' faces. The makeup is very minimal. So we see individuals on stage and we get to see their personality. There's a lot of personality on stage. And for me, that's something that really touches me. And it's something that I love to see when I go see a live performance. And in Corteo, we celebrate all these individuals coming together, creating this sort of strange little community. And it's that community that we put on stage.
Well, and of course, as you mentioned before, there is quite a bit of difference between the Big Top show and the arena show in terms of how it's presented. What have some of the challenges been for conversion?
There are a lot of technical challenges, and they're very different from the artistic challenges. I'll talk about the artistic challenges first, because there's really one basic one. How do you make a show that's based on character work for an audience of between 5,000 and 10,000 people? In the Big Top, we have 2,500 people, and they're all relatively close to the stage. So our job artistically in this conversion is to be able to convey that same sensitivity and that same kind of intimate relationships between the characters to a much larger audience in a much larger space. So that's one of the challenges, and we're finding a lot of really interesting and creative ways to meet that challenge. The big challenge is technically. A Big Top show takes 5 to 7 days to set up before the artist can come on stage, and it takes 3 days to tear down. In the arena, we have between 8 and 12 hours to set up the entire show, and between 3 and 4 hours to take it down, get it on trucks, and put it on the road to the next city. So that requires a lot of rethinking of how we do the show. And we're trying to keep all the visual and technical elements in the show. It's just we need to think about those in a different way. This show was technically put together in 2004. It premiered in 2005. During that time, there's been a lot of advances in technical stagecraft. And that allows us to do many complicated things in a much simpler way than we could years ago. So that's really been a huge help and a big difference.
Well, it sounds like the community is not limited to the story of the show, but also to the people involved in the production.
Oh, absolutely, 100%. I don't want to use the cliche that we're one big happy family, but there certainly is a strong sense of community, and we're all connected, whether we're on stage, behind the stage, any aspect of the show, we're all connected by one thing, and that's making the experience that we put on stage the best possible experience that it could be for the audience. And by doing that, it becomes the best possible experience that it could be for us as well, because everybody there takes a lot of pride in what they do. If you're working backstage and your job is to, you know, guarantee the safety of the artist, they're taking that job as seriously as anyone who's on the stage, and maybe even more seriously, because our show depends on that. So we depend absolutely as much on everybody that you don't see that's involved in the show as the people that you do see. And so that really brings us together and gives us a common cause and creates a bond that is really very special.
I would like to thank this evening's guest, Mark Schaub, Artistic Director of Cirque du Soleil's Corteo. Thank you, Mark.
You're very welcome. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
For more information on Cirque du Soleil's Corteo, running May 3rd through May 6th, including a link to purchasing tickets available now, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Jim Stump.